And joining me on the phone, a very good morning to Todd, who, well, Todd, you're a skin cancer patient, but you're also a carpenter. How are you, first of all, before we go any further?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. That's good to hear. On the tools, still on the tools, I've got to ask that question too.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, still on the tools. I like that. Look, tradies, they're not being sun smart on the job. And in your particular situation, wow, five suspicious moles removed due to skin cancer concerns. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. A lot of them were when I was a little bit younger, so it was a bit of a wake-up call quite early in my career. But luckily since then, I have become a lot more vigilant with how I treat my skin and how I interact with the sun.
Good man, good man. And I had a bit of a chuckle here when I did a bit of research. Your GP telling you your hands belong to a 75-year-old. That's the way they look.
Yes, they're severely sun damaged due to lifestyle choices and the career in building.
I've got to tell you, Todd, I had a look at your photo, and not in a gay way, but you're a good-looking bloke. You look healthy. That's the whole thing. You look healthy, but you never know.
No, that's the problem with skin damage. And, you know, the more we learn about it, the more we realise that the dangerous days aren't necessarily the hot ones. It's the overcast days where you don't think you're getting burnt. But the UV level is high enough to burn your skin. So it's just more of a matter of knowing your UV levels rather than how hot it is.
Well, when you say about UV levels, a lot of especially outdoor workers, we've got a lot here in Mildura as well, because you're in fact from Sydney, but here in Sunraysia, just a ton of outdoor workers, and 2 in 3 Australians are actually going to be diagnosed with skin cancer in their lifetime, apparently.
Yes, yeah. So you don't have to look very far to find a skin cancer or a mole based story. Your probably best bet is to talk to someone, you know, slightly older than you. And I'm, you know, according to the statistics, it's very, very likely that that person would have either had a skin cancer removed or know someone that is affected by a skin cancer.
That actually brings me to a point. Todd, have you got mates by any chance in the industry that are dealing with the same thing you've dealt with?
Yeah, one of my first bosses right now is in a bit of a cancer battle, I believe, with skin cancer. And I think his best friend, who wasn't in the industry, but just because he's the same age, that I believe it's just the same mentality in regards to how they treated the sun when they were younger.
Unbelievable. Well, they are saying that Australians working outdoors receive between 5 and 10 times the UV exposure of indoor workers. What would you recommend people do, especially as they're starting out? Because you're 32, you're almost a veteran in the trade nowadays, I guess, but starting out 16, 17, 18, what would you encourage the younger ones to do right now?
Just to be more proactive in how they interact with the sun. At the end of the day, no one's going to make them do it. They kind of have to do it themselves. The industry can come on board and you know, put more signage up in regards to sun safety. But at the end of the day, it always comes down to the individual doing what they need to do to protect themselves. So the flip-flop, seek and slide, I believe is the best way to attack it. And then just knowing your UV level.
Yeah, the UV levels are the ones that get me, to be honest, Todd.
Well, I actually wasn't too familiar with the UV level until I had children, and I noticed on their notice board at school is that they were identifying a UV level, and I found that very, very interesting because I hadn't seen the concept before, and they were like, they had a chart, I think it was from the Cancer Council, saying anything above UV 3 or 5 is considered dangerous. So
yeah, it's scary, isn't it?
Very, very surprising, and I think there's a fair bit on TV at the moment in regards to knowing your UV levels, and I think that's a great campaign in starting off education in regards to knowing how to be sun smart.
So true. Well, we've all got a lot to learn as far as I'm concerned. We all could have learned a lot more when we were younger as well, especially when, you know, it's not just working outdoors, and I come off a farm, but you look at the weekends, playing cricket, all those sorts of things, and you would have been in those sorts of things when you were younger too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the best thing about being a tradie is our work hours. We start early and we finish early. So if a lot of tradies are actually amateur or even professional sports people, because you've got the ability to do your training in the afternoon. So I did a fair bit of cricket when I was younger, and surf club and surfing. So I was constantly outdoors. A lot of golf as well. So everything in my life, especially when I was younger, revolved around being outdoors.
Got to be honest, there's a lot of cricketers around here and a lot of golfers around here as well. So certainly understand exactly what you're talking about. Look,
yeah, that's 8 hours in the sun every time you play.
yeah, more like 12 hours for me, to be honest. That's got something to do with how I play. Look, Todd, thanks for catching up for a quick chat this morning, and good luck with it. That's the big thing as well. Just stay vigilant.
No, that's definitely the message.